Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. On this Ash Wednesday afternoon, we turn to the words of our first reading from 2 Samuel chapter 12. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in our Lord Jesus Christ, he had it all. Isn't that what you would conclude about David? David was anointed king by God himself over God's people. David was a successful king. God had blessed him with victory after victory on the war front. And he was about to defeat the Ammonites as well, his most recent enemy. Above all, David was blessed with the wonderful promise of a Savior. And he was graced with the knowledge that this very Savior of the world, David's Savior, would also be one of David's sons generations later. He saw the unfailing kindness of God. God was truly good to David, wouldn't you say? And because God was so good to David, wouldn't you conclude that David's reaction would be one of deeper devotion to God, to love him more and more as king, as ruler, as a loving servant of his gracious God? But when everything was going well, that's when King David fell. I think we have all experienced in life that when earthly ease comes our way, the devil loves to use that as a way to make inroads into our hearts, to become complacent and lazy. This Ash Wednesday, we can't just point the finger at David and say, David, I would never do what you did. God comes to us today and tells us we are just as guilty as David, that we deserve the same condemnation that David deserved for his sins. And so we cry to the Lord on this Ash Wednesday saying, Lord, have mercy on me too. You, O Lord, uncover my sins. You, O Lord, cover me with your mercy. You remember the laundry list of David's sins, don't you? It started out with the twiddling of his thumbs as he sat there as king in Jerusalem while his armies went out to war. That's not the way things were done back then. The kings went with their armies into battle. He did not. And with those lazy hands, they became the devil's handiwork. There was lust. Lust led to adultery. Adultery led to murder. And you would think that would be the worst of his sins, but no, there was even something far worse. For this man who had committed lust and adultery and murder, trying to cover it all up. I'm the king of Israel. Nobody must know what I have done. Nobody must know that I had this relationship. Nobody must know that now she is going to bear a baby who is the wife of another man, one of my soldiers. Nobody must know this. The great cover-up happened. You remember one thing that David did that was so shameful? When Uriah the Hittite had come home to see his family, David had written a letter. It was a letter to his general Joab back on the war front with the Ammonites. And David told Uriah the Hittite to take that letter to Joab. You know what that letter said? Put David on the front lines all alone. That was David's death warrant. And he himself was the one, that was Uriah's death warrant, and he himself was the one who was to carry that warrant to Joab. He covered up all of his sins. You know that this actually led to God being very displeased with David. But God had mercy upon David. He was not going to leave his child. In that wayward way, God came after him. And God came after him by giving him a way out. And that way out was the prophet Nathan. And Nathan came with that wonderful parable of a rich man and a poor man. You know, we just read that beautiful parable. You know what David's reaction was after that parable? David had proclaimed anger. He was so mad at that rich man for having taken that poor man's little lamb that was like a daughter to him. He was angry. He said, that man must die. And you know what was happening with that reaction? It wasn't a confession of sin. It was a continuing cover-up of his sin. He still wasn't seeing that parable was all about him. His own sin, his own cover-up, his own guilt. And so now it was time to expose that sin for what it was. David had thought that he was righteously angry at this man who had done this, taken the poor man's lamb. But now the prophet Nathan proclaims, you are the man. Now it was exposed. Can you just imagine how difficult that must have been for Nathan? This wasn't the first connection that Nathan and David had had. Nathan and David were close. And now Nathan had to come to David and actually speak to him about his sin. How difficult. This must have been the hardest assignment he had ever had. And yet he comes to this man because he loves this man. Because God loves this man and does not want him to be lost. And so he comes right out and says, you are the man. How about your sins, dear brothers and sisters, on this Ash Wednesday? Is it so easy for us to be sleepy about our own sins? To think about how terrible David was, but my sins are not so terrible. It's so easy for us to think that our sins are not so criminal, that God would never punish me the way that David deserved to be punished. Do we treat our sins lazily and lightly? Sometimes we like to make excuses for our sins. Sometimes maybe there are sins we would rather hide than expose. Sometimes we just simply think lightly of our sins and we like to call our sins just simple mistakes or miscomings. No big deal. And yet we know that our God is the all-seeing God. And that all-seeing God is the righteous judge who sees our sins, and therefore, even with our smallest of sins, they deserve eternal punishment and death forever. And so we cry out on this Ash Wednesday, Lord, have mercy on me too. Don't forget why it's called Ash Wednesday. You think of yourself as alive, full of joy, but remember also that you are but dust and to dust you shall return. And if it were not for God's grace, certainly our punishment would be even far worse. Lord, have mercy on me too. May the Lord, through his Holy Spirit, expose our sins for the vileness, for the filth that they are. Our God comes to us on this Ash Wednesday and says to you and to me, you are the man. You are the guilty one. But he comes to you and says, you are the man. You are the woman who I dearly love. You are the one for whom I send the man who is also your God to take away all your sins. You see, all those sins that are now uncovered and exposed before God are ones that are now covered with the blood of the Lamb who gave his very life for you. This Lamb of God, he is the one who exposes your sin. He is the one who dies for your sin, who pays for your sin, who forgives all your sin. There is no other way for that sin to be paid. David thought he could hide his sin and find relief and happiness. He did not. From the time that he continued to cover up his sin, he felt worse and worse. He says in one of the Psalms, my bones wasted away, for your hand was heavy upon me. Lord, day and night, your hand was heavy upon me. He felt the guilt of his sin, and relief only came when finally his sin was exposed. And then the beautiful words were spoken immediately by Nathan. You are forgiven. You are not going to die. The same Lord speaks to you tonight too. This Ash Wednesday, we who are dust and ashes are forgiven. Forgiven by the cross. Are forgiven by what Jesus has done for us. And that is our joy as we leave tonight. Do not cover up your sin. Rather, do as David finally did too. I am a sinful person. I have sinned against the Lord. He recognized he didn't sin just against Uriah. He didn't sin just against Bathsheba. He sinned against the Lord. The Lord forgave his sin. Do not cover up your sin. The Lord says, acknowledge your sin. He calls you to repentance, to a change of mind, to not be comfortable with your sin, but rather to see sin as rebellion against your God, a rebellion that was paid for by Jesus who went to the cross for you, rebellion that is paid for and forgiven. Acknowledge your sin, and then we can do as David did in the Psalm 51. He didn't ask God to change his situation where the little baby that would be born of Bathsheba would die. He asked for a change of heart. Lord, change my heart. You have sung that song for decades, haven't you? Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within. Lord, change my heart to recognize and expose my sin, and then to see the beautiful covering of your blood and righteousness that now covers me. Lord, you had mercy on David in the most wondrous, gracious way. Lord, have mercy on me too. uncover my sin and cover me with your mercy. Amen.